Susan Blackmore, for example, is a fellow of the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal, CSICOP, or PSYCOP, and was awarded the PSYCOP Distinguished Skeptic Award in 1991. She is considered one of Britain's best-known media skeptics. But it is fair to ask, what kind of skeptic would fail to recognize that the well-established psychology of suggestion easily explains the God Helmet effect, with no need to invoke electromagnetism? Three factors may help provide an explanation. First, science journalism originated in a culture in which skepticism was aimed only in one direction. Sociologist Richard Florey notes that, beginning in the late 19th century, journalists began to see themselves as the natural successors to traditional religious or spiritual leaders. He writes, "Journalism was the ideal successor to religion because it alone could provide the appropriate guidance for both individuals and society." Assuming that materialism is here to stay, many journalists assumed that their role was to promote materialism at the expense of traditional, spiritually oriented ideas of human nature. Journalism was therefore to be modeled on science, with objectivity as a new standard. It would generally provide only trenchant criticism of the religious outlook that it replaced. As Florey notes, "To the extent that religion was presented as having any positive role, it was in purely functional terms, in the sense that moral precepts from religion might be a source of strength for some individuals, but had no authority for modern society." The second factor is that an obvious tension in the new order of journalism became apparent fairly early. Objectivity, in the scientist's sense, is not a reasonable goal for the journalist. Responsible journalism, accurate, honest, courageous, empathetic, balanced, and free of conflict of interest, is certainly possible. But the journalist is a subject who writes about the activities of subjects for an audience of subjects. There is no place to stand while covering a story that eliminates subjectivity. So, in the new order, what would be the fate of objectivity? Objectivity came to mean, among other things, hostility to a non-materialist approach to RSMEs. Thus, the science journalist's tradition was skeptical of everything except materialism.